Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Hello and welcome to a very special pledge drive episode of Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. For more information on this, check out ICHA on Facebook. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Before we get to the interviews today, I want to take a second to let you know that in 12 years of hosting, this is probably the first time I've ever done a pledge drive show solo. COVID has hit everyone hard this year. Normally, I'd have some great talent backing me up and telling you all about the reasons you should contribute to CJAM and our ongoing work. This year, you can donate at cjam.ca or at grouprev.com/cjam2020. For any donation amount, you can get a CJAM sticker. For $10 to $20, you can get the CJAM Music Prize Pack. For $20, you can get one of our previous CJAM t-shirts, which are really great. Soft material, great design. For $50, you can get the 2020 CJAM t-shirt. Or, for $100, you get our ultimate prize pack. Now, on with our first interview.
In this segment of our show, we'll hear about the Ministry for Seniors and Accessibility from MPP Daisy Y. So tell me a little bit about the ministry's work.
You mean the Ministry of Work Accessibility, correct?
Yes,
the ministry is focused in working for the accessibility for Ontario. We want to make sure... Excuse me, maybe I should start again. Can I do it again?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Cam. We are committed to ensuring Ontario is accessible for everyone, and we will be doing it with a special Advancing Accessibility in Ontario framework. We had already had a lot of information with the framework informed by all these report recommendations, and we're focusing on this. But the only difference that we are doing is we're working closely with municipality and as well as different organizations and companies and to improve and advance the accessibility in Ontario.
So, what are some of the key considerations as far as accessibility?
The key consideration is we want to make sure that we have the people increase in participation, especially in the economy. We want to make sure that we will encourage employers also to hire some of them, and it will be a definite encouragement for this group, especially when they are being hired. I have attended a special conference with corporations that hired people with disabilities, and they find that they are very valuable staff, whether they may be, like, whether it's physically, like with walking, or maybe seeing, or a little bit problem with their vision. But once they get into the flow of working with the company, they find them very dedicated, they are very talented, skillful staff, and they are very valuable to the company. I was there when companies like TD was mentioning, and Ontario Chamber of Commerce was saying a lot of great things about what they're seeing with different small size and big, medium size and big corporations, how they benefit from this.
So,
and in fact, if you allow me, I was just trying to, I'm very impressed by the article that I just read in the papers about Amazon. We all know that Amazon is here and it's now a year. They have hired people with disabilities and they benefit a lot from it. And they were saying that they become a very valuable workforce for us. And they can do a lot of things that whether people with disability or not will be able to perform. And it's an encouragement for those who have disability, it's giving them different kind of support. This is the best support because you're supporting them financially as well as mentally and spiritually. So we will be working towards as we can to support this group.
So do you find that there are any employers out there who have any myths concerning accommodations, such as to hire someone with a disability would be prohibitively expensive? That has been a common occurrence.
It should not be. In fact, we are helping them, and we also training them as well. Say, for example, just now when I was just mentioning about Amazon, they're working directly with the Marshall Dimes on this. And we are doing different kind of things to support organizations, to support them as well. And especially these days, like everything after COVID, we have a lot of things are turned digital. Digital is in fact something that all of us has to learn on to get into the marketplace, to get into getting everything moving in the economy. And this is actually an advantage for people with disability, whether for mobility or whether even if they are the vision is a little bit prohibited, there are different kind of accessories that they can use to do their work digitally. And the commitment and the attitude that they have, it turns out to be very valuable for employers. And we all have to learn how to do economy digitally in a different way. They'll all start to use Zoom or different ways to meet and everything. So we all, while we're learning the new way of communication, this is also a new start for the people with disability. Like our ministry realized that actually with people with disability, accessibility, this kind of thing is an ever-changing as the time goes by, which is why we are adapted to the change and we are having them in mind and help them to guide them and help them to sail it through. Whatever there is an opportunity for them, we'll catch it, we will support them and help them to use this opportunity for the best advantage.
So, in your time with the ministry and the accessibility work, what's proven the greatest success that you've witnessed?
The greatest success is, I would say, we have started, we realize that accessibility is a journey, and it never stops in one specific plan. And then our biggest way of achieving is to work with everybody together. Together we'll make that difference. We're working with municipalities as well as the companies and people in the community. We see that we should start seeing that very inclusive. They are part of us, and when we give them an opportunity, they generate everything that is great for the economy as well as for the province. So we are working very closely with the employers' partnership table and supporting this. I see this as the biggest success that we have.
So what message would you send the community about the need for this work to keep going forward?
We will tell them that our government is committed to help people that need this accessibility, and we should all work together to support them. We will, our government will and continue to give the funding that is necessary. We have already committed $100 million to support people with jobs, skills training programs that is provided by Employment Ontario. So we will work together with them and with the people in the community to advance them to a better position.
I thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, it'd be great.
Thank you very much, Cam. It's important for the people that require the accessibility and require our support.
Remember, folks, we still need your donations here at CJAM to continue the amazing work of giving a voice to the underrepresented. You can pledge at cjam.ca or grouprev.com/CJAM2020. For any donation amount, we'll give you a CJAM sticker. For $10 to $20, the incentive is our music prize pack. For $20, you can have one of our previous CJAM t-shirts. Some amazing designs there, folks. For $50, we'll give you a 2020 CJAM t-shirt. And for $100, you can have the ultimate prize pack.
In this segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Brian McKenzie, who will be telling us a little bit about CHS. So, can you tell me a little bit about CHS?
Certainly. Well, good morning. My name is Brian McKenzie, and I'm the Director of Interpreting and Translation Services at Canadian Hearing Services. Canadian Hearing Services has been around for over 80 years, and our vision is a barrier-free society for deaf and hard-of-hearing Canadians. We provide a range of products and services to help support that vision and to help remove barriers to participation and to increase accessibility for deaf and hard-of-hearing Canadians.
So, when you mention products, what sorts of things can be of help in getting rid of some of the day-to-day barriers for someone with hearing loss?
Well, at CHS, some of the products that we offer, these products can be found on our website, chs.ca, but there's a range of assistive listening devices that we have available, things from amplified telephones to FM systems to loop systems. We have devices for individuals for in-home, and then we also have commercial devices for facilities or businesses that are looking to make their place more accessible. I specifically work in the interpreting and translation department, and we provide specific services to help remove barriers to participation and communication. We provide sign language interpreting services in both English and French, American Sign Language, and Langues du Sign Québécois. And services can be provided in person or via video in a variety of different community settings, such as hospitals, doctor's offices, law offices, employment-type situations, etc. We also provide translation services in our program where you might see on a website a pop-up interpreter come up, but we use deaf talent or translators for on-screen translation. And an example would be our website. If you went to chs.ca, you'd be able to see the buttons for ASL, and you click on one of those and you can see an example of translation services in action.
So, do you find that things like closed captioning or subtitles are generally done correctly for the deaf and hard of hearing community?
Yeah, we also, in our program, provide real-time captioning services. So that's something that a customer can ask to receive from us, and we can set them up with a captioner. And the captioning can be embedded right into a platform. It can be provided remotely on a separate website link. And then from time to time, we do provide in-person captioning. But it's something that we do, provide. The accuracy rating for the captioning service is over 98% in terms of the accuracy. And it is certainly a viable service that's out there that people can access to help make meetings more accessible, to make videos more accessible. Any kind of entity that has a voice component to it that needs to have the text or the captioning put with it.
So you mentioned you do offer some employment assistance to those with hearing loss. What sorts of challenges are typically faced by an employee going into a situation?
Well, we do certainly provide a range of services, and one of those services is employment support, employment consultation and counseling. And what we find from what we see in the program, in our service, is that there's some limitation to access of information and access to opportunities.
So how do you go about removing those barriers?
So what we do, again, is over our long history have been providing products and services. We also provide education. For example, websites are not necessarily fully accessible. Some websites might not have captioning on them. Some websites might not have sign language translation on them. So the information is not accessible to the broader public. And so we help to educate and inform and make services available so that we can help realize our vision and break down those barriers and increase participation.
So in your time with CHS, is there any success moment that stands out for you?
Well, I'd like to draw a little bit of attention to what we've recently gone through just in terms of the pandemic. I know that it's affected everybody greatly. For us, Canadian Hearing Services, and one of the things that happened in our department is we were able to pivot our service delivery. Primarily, before the pandemic, we provided service in person, face to face. But as with the changes, we were able to shift service and provide a lot more service via video, through video interpreting. And it was overwhelmingly positive, and we have such an amazing team that we worked with, our interpreters and our schedulers and our IT department as well, that we were able to be responsive and to be able to maintain a level of service and provide interpreting services in Ontario and in Canada so that people could still be connected to what matters most to them, and they can still get access to services. So that's one thing that we were really proud of, that we were able to be responsive and to continue service during a very trying time.
I'd thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Cameron.
Of course.
HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
CJAM FM's fall fundraiser is running from November 6th to November 20th, and we're asking you to support our unique and independent programming. CJAM's spoken word programming brings news, public affairs, storytelling, and alternate perspectives to the Windsor-Detroit communities. From local events and sports to disabilities programming, feminist perspectives, student-run shows, CJAM offers a variety of spoken word programs that challenge and educate listeners while providing a platform to those who are underrepresented in mainstream media. Donate to CJAM's fall fundraiser by heading to cjam.ca and clicking the donate button, or at grouprev.com/CJAM2020. When you support CJAM, you support local, community-based programs and voices.
Welcome back to the Pledge Drive episode of HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. For more information, check out ICHA on Facebook. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard from Brian McKenzie from CHS, from Daisy Way, from the Ministry for Seniors and Accessibility.
In this segment of our show, we'll hear from Roy McLean, who will be telling us a little bit about his business's partnership with Easter Seals Ontario. So, I heard you recently established a partnership with Easter Seals. Can you tell me
a little bit about that? Yeah, we're very excited with this.
So, can you fill me in on some of the details?
Something just popped up.
All right. When you're ready. Out of this partnership?
Well, the thing is, the city of Windsor and surrounding area, they've given myself, my business, and my family so much that we decided, it'd be nice just to give back just a little bit, whatever we can, because it's not only the customers purchasing them, but I also give some of the stickers away. So so most of it is actually coming out of my own pocket. It just feels right. You know what I mean?
So were there any challenges in getting things set up?
The challenges? Not really. Like I said, we just kind of knew everybody. And it just worked out really, really... it just was really easy. Like I said, knowing that Jeremy Reno was with Easter Seals, the way that he is, he's a very, very enthusiastic person, and it was really simple, to be honest.
So, do you see this being a long-term relationship with them?
Oh yeah, definitely, and hopefully we can do more. This will just be the first step, I believe, with this relationship, because. We have other ideas, but unfortunately it's a little too busy for our business right now to go in other directions. But we're going to see how this works out, and if this is working out, then we're going to definitely continue and see if we can do other things to be able to raise more money.
So, if you could send any message to the community about the need for partnerships like this, especially with disability organizations, what would you say?
I have a lot of customers that that come in, and I wouldn't say they have disabilities because they all have abilities. Okay? It's just that they don't have everything as everybody else. But like I said, they come in and they give me so much, right? me and my family. I just want to give back, just as much as I can, even if it's just a little bit.
So, what are the next steps going forward?
The next steps is making sure that everyone that comes in gets a sticker or two, and then we're also putting a contest for the best placed photo on Facebook. They get an in-store credit of $50. The winner gets, I see nothing but positives.
So you were saying also you have sort of a family connection, a personal interest in disability issues.
Yep. My sister, she's has a blood disorder, and with the blood disorder, she has the medications for thinning out her blood, for thickening her blood, and for other arthritis and such. And unfortunately, there was a time where this had gotten out of control, and she did fall. She hit her head very hard, and because of this, there's a brain injury. And because of this, there's a lot of times things don't make sense. You have to repeat yourself many times. You have to, if she's to come on over for a family event, you have to call and remind her often, almost all the time, that the day is getting closer, not to make other plans. And then there's other times where everything makes sense and she seems like everything's normal, but then she's calling at 3 in the morning to see how the family's doing, not knowing what time it is. So we understand the struggle. We deal with it. It's not something that we tolerate. It's just something that we understand.
So what methods have you used to provide support to her?
It's just the general, right? I make sure, because she lives on her own. I make a phone call once in a while, and then if she needs assistance with something, then I go over there and make plans to go and help her out, and then and make sure that she's included with everything that's going on in my life.
So your disability support is both a business thing and a personal one. Shows you're really taking it to heart there.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Sure.
My friends, I'd like to take a moment to share with you why it is that CJAM means so much to me. For the past 12 years, it's been my honor to serve as a host of a disability issues program. Year after year, I look forward to the Pledge Drive episode because it gives me a chance to partner with some of the station's amazing talent, tell you why it is that we like to bring a voice to the underrepresented of our community, giving you stories you won't find anywhere else. This year, in particular, when COVID hit, the station realized we still have an obligation to this community, to our listeners, our fans, and yes, even our community, to still provide that voice. So many of our hosts have stepped up to the plate, finding new and innovative ways just to bring you fresh content. We need your support, as always. You can pledge at cjam.ca or grouprev.com/cjam2020 for some great incentives. At any donation level, we can give you a CJAM sticker. For $10 to $20, you can get a CJAM music package. For $20, you can get a previous CJAM t-shirt. For $50, a 2020 CJAM t-shirt. Or for $100, our ultimate incentive package. We love all you folks out there. We appreciate your support. Without you, our work would never be possible. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you, we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.